wild man.
I watch you struggle, and I watch you wrestle with them angels.
Here he is, from Auburn University, Bo Jackson.
The correct Jordan Hare Stadium time is 9:05 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Your digital audio device is tuned into the Orange and True podcast, harbored by College and Magnolia.com. Greetings and salutations, Orange and Truthers. It is I, Drew Croson, at CenterCrow2 on Twitter. You can find me at CenterCrow on Venmo. To one side of me, through the magic of the internet, is Ryan Starrett, the rumor monger, at Ryan S. Starrett. The S is for show notes?
September.
Also, remember the first night of September? To the other side of me, giving you full Fort Payne ASMR, a man who wears a Hawaiian shirt, even though he doesn't think that there's a third world war, civil war coming, the AU chief. Not really third civil war, is it, chief? It's the second civil war they're talking about. Those
well,
jerks.
No. There's the American Civil War, and then there's Captain America's Civil War.
Oh, sure.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Dude, great. Really great. I mean, Primoz Roglic with a big stage win today. The mountain, first mountain stage. Crazy. Earliest mountain stage in Tour de France in like 36 years. They went to the mountains in stage 3, and it was electric. You guys
I'll take your word for it.
You guys been watching on NBC?
No. No, I haven't.
All right. Hardest sporting event in the world. I'm the only one watching it.
Look, we talked about Luka for a whole
dude.
You weren't here.
Well, similar to Luka, Primoz Roglic, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing his name, also Slovenian. So is Slovenia having the best month of any country in the Balkans?
Well,
yes.
The Mavs got eliminated, so maybe not.
Yeah, but Luka looked so good that, like, it doesn't even, as a Mavs fan, it doesn't even matter.
Okay.
Like, we're the Mavericks are at the moment 2009 Auburn. Like, yeah, we lost to Alabama, but man, we looked really good.
Yeah, but you've already got your Cam.
Right, but it's different because it's like he's gonna be here for hopefully 10 years. But like,
yeah,
the expectations are not there, so now it's just. You're always exceeding expectations. Like 2009 Auburn could have been, you know, 7-5, and people would have been pretty okay with it. But sure. They were so good only because we didn't expect anything from them. Or we expected, oh my gosh, they're going to be so good next year. Or can you wait? I can't wait till that guy's a senior. Luka's at that level still. Oh my gosh, can you believe what this guy's going to do next year?
Yeah. I mean, you hope. You know, it doesn't always mean he's going to be better. Right?
Yeah. I mean,
am I still muted?
No, you're not.
Okay.
Well, speaking of Cam and 2010 Auburn, it's the 10th anniversary of game week against Arkansas State.
Mm-hmm.
Chief, I think it was about this time a decade ago when you made a fateful proclamation, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a few days ago. I was reminded on Facebook. I didn't think that there was actual proof of me telling anyone this, but there is on my Facebook. I declared that we would win a national championship that season. I started telling people to buy their plane tickets to Glendale, because I talked myself into it while closing at work. I used to work at Old Navy as a manager around this time, and I was just sitting there talking about it before the season started, and talked myself into thinking. I just talked myself into it, and not in a like irrational, like just excited for the season kind of way. Like it was a very it was a logical approach to it. Now a lot of that hinged on my belief that Cam Newton was very, very good. But it also hinged on my belief that Chris Todd was not very, very good, but he set records at Auburn under Coach Gus Malzahn.
So really it was your faith in Gus getting a real weapon at quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, really. That's what it amounted to. And because there was no reason we should have won, should have bounced back like we did in 09 from 08. And just following on that, we returned basically everyone, other than Ben Tate. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I was, and I was really high on Mike Dyer as well. So no pun intended. it was really like I went through the depth chart. We were just sitting there folding clothes one night, talking to one of my coworkers, after we had closed, and, just realized, I think we're going to do it. I think this is it. And, over the next couple of days, I talked to my buddy Ronaldo, and he's the one that posted on Facebook that gave me the Facebook memory, knowing that it was around the 26th of August, I guess, is when I made the declaration that we'd win it all. So we ended up going to the national championship game together, me and Naldo. So,
well, the Arkansas State game was definitely a breakout. I mean, Arkansas State obviously wasn't a major opponent, but Auburn traditionally, 50 points just wasn't an option. Like that was never a thing that Auburn ever did. And they put up 52 in this game. Cam, 186 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, 15 carries, 170 yards, 2 more touchdowns. I mean, that is a wild stat line.
But I remember I remember Arkansas State game not being so dominant. I remember being like,
you guys say this, but I mean, it was a 35-16 at the half.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, what are the quarter breakdowns? Cause I don't remember it.
So I remember Arkansas feeling State like scored first.
Yeah.
But it was 14-6 at the end of the first, 35-16 at the half. 45-23 at the end of the third.
I think that 14-6 is what I remember.
Just them putting.
I think being only up by first,
We were only up by
up 8 at the end of the first quarter. I remember being like, we should be up by more than this. Oh man, what are we doing? But I remember by the end of the game. So I watched. This is going to be a theme if we keep doing these 2010 recaps. I watched all these games with one of my best friends who's a huge Ohio State fan. And he would come over to my house in Denver every Saturday and we would just watch football all day. And we had 2 TVs going, a big one and a small one. And whoever's game was going to be the better game would get the big TV and the other one would get the small TV. Because a lot of times Ohio State and Auburn played at the same time that year.
Yeah.
And I remember early in the year, Ohio State was getting the big TV more often because I thought, and so did he, they had a better chance of being like a BCS team than Auburn did.
Sure.
And I remember both of us at the end of the Arkansas State game thinking, wow, this Cam kid's going to be really good next year. Like it was, it was still like next year. It was up until like the South Carolina game that I was still thinking, oh man, next year we're going to win the national. Like we're going to be incredible.
I was already totally bought in on Cam, like coming into this game.
I was bought in on him being great, but I wasn't bought in on him being great in 2010. I was bought in on him being really good in 2010, and then another year of development being.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think he needed to be great though, just because we won 9 games with Chris Todd,
right?
Setting records. Like I thought that's really, we just needed to be good.
Turns out he may have needed to be Cam to win the national championship.
I think he needed to be Cam in several. It's not even a season long. He needed to be Cam. They're just certain times he needed to be Cam
right.
in the season.
Let me read this second quarter to you for Cam in the Arkansas State game.
Okay.
So, first possession, he scores on a 2-yard rushing touchdown. Arkansas
first
State
scores
comes back.
Auburn Tiger.
Check that. No, so this is his first rushing score.
Okay.
Matter of fact, Cody Burns actually scored the first yeah. touchdown of the season.
So
on the ground.
I've told every freaking person this, and people are like, no, Cody didn't score another touchdown because he scored the first touchdown of the season, and then he scored the first touchdown of the national championship game.
Right.
Which I thought was perfectly poetic.
It was a rushing touchdown, wasn't it?
It was a rushing touchdown.
Yeah, he was like Wildcat.
Yeah.
So
how wild is that? That they were not rushing Cam. They were rushing Cody Burns. That's the Wildcat quarterback.
Cam scores in the 2-yard touchdown. 4 minutes later, 48-yard pass to Quindarius Carr. 3 minutes later, 2 minutes left in the half, Cam scores on a 71-yard quarterback draw.
Yeah. Yep.
And if I remember
that's got to give you a pretty good indication right there.
That's when I felt pretty good about.
There was I remember the play of that game that I remember was a 15-yard carry by Cam. It was like, it was a snap to him. It was a broken play. And I feel like he broke 10 guys' tackles in the backfield, looped around, kept his eyes downfield, and then finally took off running. And I remember looking at my buddy and being like, what the heck was that? Like, that was the most unbelievable. But then his response, and I'll never forget, was like, it was Arkansas State, man. Like, none of those guys he just did that against could have been on his team. I was like, okay, he's real right. You're right. So I was very measured.
A little
even
bit
at
of
this point.
Maybe a little bit of the Arkansas State was competitive thoughts is the possession breakdown is that Arkansas State had it for 21 minutes against Auburn's 15, and yeah, Auburn only had one more first down. But you know we doubled them up in yards. So I think that's what it was if you just kind of watch the game out of the corner of your eye. Arkansas State always had the ball. They were always, they had 22 first downs. They were, they did something with it. But every time Auburn got the ball, it was just 48-yard touchdown, 38-yard touchdown, 71-yard touchdown. I mean, just super explosive and just never held on to the ball very long.
Was Larry Fedora the coach at Arkansas State?
Yeah. Well, no.
Is this when
Fedora was only there for like two sets? Like, I think he was only there a season before Gus.
He was there a while before Gus, though, because right before Gus, it was.
Oh, okay.
Hugh Freeze.
Yeah, it was Fedora then, because then it was Hugh Freeze for a year and then Gus for a year, right? Is that how that went?
Steve Roberts in 2010.
Yeah, oh, wow. I just looked up the same time. Steve Roberts, and this is they were already the Red Wolves at that point, and I think this is when they debuted their, I call it the blind wolf logo because the wolf's eyes look like he doesn't have any eyes.
Find out.
Yeah,
I don't see Larry Fedora ever being at Arkansas State.
Wait, wasn't he? He was at Southern Miss. I'm super confused.
So Steve Roberts was there from 2002 to 2010. Okay. And then they were FCS before 2001.
And now he's the OC at Larry Fedora is at Baylor. Did you know that?
Interesting.
So he was at Southern Miss and then North Carolina, and then he was an analyst at Texas, and now he's at Baylor. Wait. Man, you know what I'm mad about is that dadgum James Jones is going to be he's going to gloat about the fact that we thought Larry Fedora was coaching at dadgum Arkansas State, and I thought I was so smart bringing up the guy who was coaching Arkansas State, I knew who that was.
Where did Steve Roberts go after?
I don't know, Chief.
I'm asking Ryan, I'm not asking you.
He could be a porn star at this point.
Let me put it in the Google machine and let you know.
Okay.
Honestly, that's a name I didn't even know.
That's a made-up name. That's a name from NCAA 14.
Steve Roberts retired. Oh, actually, okay. No, he was a athletic director at Cabot Public Schools in Arkansas.
Oh,
okay.
From 2011 until now.
So he left the next year. We beat him so bad that he quit and became the AD at a high school in Northern Lenoke County, Arkansas.
And actually, I say he retired. He's only 55 now.
Wow.
Wow. He's still the AD, isn't he? Looks like.
Yeah.
Interesting.
At Cabot Public Schools in Northern Lenoke County, Arkansas. 10,000 students, K through 12. Yeah. Way to go, though. I mean, I don't know. Cabot High School, they seem okay. They got a nice looking stadium. Wikipedia's got all that stuff. They're the Panthers. Yeah. And they have the same colors as Arkansas State. Maybe he just enjoyed that.
I don't think this is going to make up for our Larry Fedora gaffe.
Now, though, James is writing this down so that one day at a dinner party, he can bring up what Steve Roberts is doing these days. We're doing him a service. At the tailgate, he'll look at somebody else and be like, "Man, you know what Steve Roberts is doing this day? We beat him so bad, he's the AD at some high school in Northern Arkansas."
What's Hugh Freeze doing nowadays?
He's coaching at Liberty, my
friend.
He's
living a great life at Liberty with no scrutiny right now.
Yeah.
I mean, people love just sitting back and watching what he's doing.
Oh, my God.
At Liberty.
I'm sure old Freeze is into it, too.
Oh, God. Man. That is more than casually libelous, right?
He just
good stuff.
You know, just said he likes an audience while he's coaching football.
Oh, okay. All right. Back to Auburn, Arkansas State from 10
back
years
to ago. Back to a 10-year-old game.
We talk about why we were kind of wanting to go through these games is it's very disappointing that Auburn isn't having a full season this year for many reasons, but one of them is that we won't. I have a feeling we would have gotten to relive these week by week in Jordan-Hare Stadium if we were going to be there this year. And there would have been at least one big recognition of this team. And we're really not going to get that. I suppose maybe they'll still do it. But that seems it'll be less than a lesser thing, because I doubt they're going to get the team there.
Yeah, the 11th anniversary is not as.
And 11th anniversary sucks.
Maybe they'll do it at a basketball game.
I mean, maybe, but are we convinced that they're going to let people actually go to basketball games? That seems worse than letting them go to football games, right?
It's less people.
Yeah, but you're inside.
That's true.
I'm telling you, we got to have some outdoor basketball.
Oh, that'd be great.
You know, it was the first Olympics were outdoor basketball.
Wow.
True story.
I didn't know the Greeks played basketball.
And they played in the rain.
There's not much more that sucks than playing basketball outside.
Yeah.
I've never enjoyed it.
Especially full court. I can't imagine.
God. In the summer.
Yeah, it was the United States beat the Philippines, I believe. And James Naismith was the one who actually gave out the gold medal, the inventor.
Wow. Did we not still own the Philippines at that point?
To beat the Philippines? No, I was wrong. Sorry. I looked it up just now. They beat Canada and Mexico. Mexico was finished bronze, 1936 Olympics.
Interesting. So North American affair.
The right U.S. there. Beat the Philippines in the first quarterfinal game. And they won the gold medal. The U.S. won 19-8 over Canada.
In 1938, you
1936
said?
1936 in Berlin.
So we were roughly 94 years before Cam Newton would win a national championship Arkansas.
And it was outside dirt or grass and dirt basketball court, like a tennis court, basically, in the rain. And that's when
the rain?
Yeah, and that's when the IOC said, Maybe we should play this inside.
Wow. Were they still playing on peach baskets at that point?
But that's why it was 19-8. They're playing freaking mud hole basketball.
Yeah.
The 30s were a wild time, guys, in Berlin. I don't know. 36 in Berlin. There's a wild thing going on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Jesse Owens was running track in that same Olympics.
Oh, that's right.
Ryan, Jesse Owens was a
from the great state of Alabama.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You ever driven up 65?
Did we not mention him as our best Alabamian athlete when we did that?
No, we didn't. That's an oversight. Yeah. Big time oversight.
Well, he was on my list. That series just didn't really have the legs.
Oh. Wow. Yeah, he's from he was somewhere in North Alabama. Not Coleman.
Definitely not Coleman.
I had to stop there for gas this weekend. Shout out to anybody from Coleman that listens to the pod.
All right, so we were going through we were going through these because this would be Arkansas State week.
Right.
And because this would be a normal football week.
Right.
It's very odd that we haven't talked. It's almost like I've forgotten about the fact that we should be playing football games this weekend.
Well, I think a little bit of that is protection because we're not even actually sure we're going to have a full football season this year.
Well, people will say that, and then all of a sudden the Big Ten's trying to move theirs up.
Well, yeah, they realize they left all this money on the table.
I mean,
and they realized that people and they thought they were going to get patted on the back for not doing it. I don't think they realized that there was going to be a reaction like, well, okay, you guys just sit over there and not do it. We'll be over here enjoying
I think they thought two things. Number one, I thought that history books would look back at the Big Ten were the leaders in this. And the second
maybe
thing,
even legends.
They thought that everybody would follow their lead because they're the Big Ten and Pac-12.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And what they didn't realize is that nobody 1986. Cares. Nobody cares what Michigan's doing.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
I've always
cares.
Said college football runs through Indianapolis and San Francisco. I mean, it's the heart of the sport.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, Michigan's won a national championship more recently than Georgia has.
So is Washington.
Yeah.
So is Colorado.
Yeah.
Has UCLA? Probably not.
USC we'll has. Far.
Georgia Tech has, too, mind you.
Yeah.
And Auburn.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's been 40 years. You guys. 40 years.
Yeah, I don't remember it. I wasn't born.
We should have – that's the other thing. The sad thing about no fans at the games is that nobody's going to be able to do a 40-year anniversary of the last Georgia National Championship at their game this year.
I mean,
got to get Buck Blue back in the stadium.
Get those guys out there on their walkers. I mean, guys.
Well, so we
Herschel
actually
Walker
do
recently
have...
made an appearance somewhere. I think.
Sure. Yeah. Right where you expected him.
Yeah.
Herschel Walker, known to gum up when you least expect him. Oh, he's doing MMA now? Oh, cool. Oh, he's super political? Weird.
Oh, he's trying out for the NFL at age 50? Okay.
Hey, man, how about you just retire? Like, just, like, do something else. Go buy a hunting lease. So, Ryan.
Yes.
You had an idea for an article series for me.
I did.
And I think I'm going to do it. And now we're doing some editorial work on this pod.
No, let's just brainstorm with the audience here.
Well, yeah, it's going to be basically what Notre Dame has had to announce its television schedule. Mm-hmm. And one of its games is going to be on the USA Network, which is known for having the television show Wings.
Yes.
La Femme Nikita.
Mm-hmm. Several.
Every
Pierce Brosnan made for TV movies.
Jack. Which is where I began Jack to feel male feelings towards a woman for the first time, was watching the episodes of Jag.
That's well noted on the pod already.
Yeah. I think it makes sense that they're playing on
originals
USA.
Such as Monk.
Monk, yeah.
Psych.
Psych.
Burn Notice.
Burn Notice.
and now the USF versus Notre Dame game, which could
big rivalry game.
Could you pick out two more opposite schools? This would be like LSU Michigan to me. Notre Dame USF is pretty polar, pretty opposite.
So I'm looking forward to just, you know, like a 10-hour NCIS marathon leading up to it, and then some wrestling on the back end, maybe.
Sure.
Yeah, I definitely hope.
I'm definitely appealing to that Notre Dame audience.
And fall asleep to watch an episode of Psych. Notre Dame fans probably call Monk the Monk.
USF?
In Tampa? I hope so.
I don't think it is. But I'm just wondering why it's on USA.
The concept of Notre Dame.
It's NBC Universal property, so I guess.
When is it?
It's week two, I think.
What week is that? It's October the 10th?
I think it's – that might even be the weekend Auburn plays Kentucky.
That's the first weekend of Auburn's schedule.
That's okay, September. No, so this is September 19th.
Oh, I'll tell you why. Tour de France.
Why? Is that an NBC property?
Oh, that'll be on NBC.
That's an NBC property. I think that will still be going on. Yeah.
How long is this race?
3 weeks, my man. 21 days. 21 days in the mountains of France. This year.
And they race every day of 21 days.
Yeah. No, they take 2 days off, but the last day is September 20th. La Grande Boucle.
So anyways, so, this article that you're going to write, Crow.
Yeah. Anyway, the game won't actually, because they race in France, which is on a different time zone, obviously, than South in Indiana. So unless they're showing the replay of the tour during primetime, I actually don't know why they're bumping the Notre Dame game. The article I'm going to write is which cable television network fits which Power 5 conference team the best. USA is not Notre Dame. Notre Dame is TCM or some station that plays things that no
Doesn't
one
the Vatican
about.
Have its own channel?
Yeah, actually, I think it might. But even the Vatican is more relevant in 2020 than Notre Dame football is. Not even the Vatican. Sorry, my Catholic friends. Of course the Vatican is relevant.
Wow.
Pop Frank is incredible.
Man.
But... The best example of this is like MTV is University of Florida Gators football, 16 and Pregnant, you know, all these great MTV shows, The Real World, all these great MTV shows.
Jersey Shore.
Makes you feel like Gainesville, Florida.
Yeah. Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Particularly.
Was awesome in the 90s.
Wife beaters and
not great now. Was kind of good in the early 2000s with Robin Big. The Urban Meyer era and the MTV era were really close. And then after Urban Meyer era, MTV, do kids even watch that anymore? Like, do teenagers and college students even watch MTV?
I don't even get MTV.
I don't know why you would.
When I was in college, we watched MTV still. And that was not that long ago.
Yeah,
but
it
also
would play
Florida
in
was
the,
good.
Well, it's been a long time now, Crow. I hate to break that to
sure,
you.
Sure, it's been 10 years. More. It's been been 12 years.
Mm.
However, yep. It's also been 12
so,
years.
So can Florida we put Wisconsin good. On Cheddar?
The financial? The internet financial website?
No, Cheddar's a like free TV service deal.
I just think it's a missed opportunity if you have a channel named Cheddar and you don't put Wisconsin on it.
Right, right.
No, I that's pretty good. I like my MTV
Michigan
Florida.
On the History Channel.
Yeah, Michigan is the History Channel.
Texas is on the Longhorn Network.
Of course, I already have one built in. Which I get, by the way, which is pretty sweet.
Oh, that's awesome.
I can watch random lectures.
I think this was Jay. Purdue would be on the NASA channel.
Yeah.
What are we doing to Alabama?
Oh, man. Who cares?
Uh,
I know somebody suggested Fox News, but
Alabama is just CBS.
Is what?
CBS. You realize that CBS is the most watched network in America?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Does it? What do you watch on CBS? Who's watching these shows? Who's watching The Big Bang Theory?
Oh, the CBS has notoriously the worst sitcoms of all time.
Who's watching Young Sheldon?
Oh, God.
People are watching it. It's America's number one sitcom.
The Big Bang Theory has all the big game show properties, don't they? Survivor and Big Brother. And
so I think Alabama and CBS. Yeah. Number one, Gary Danielson loves CBS, and loves Alabama football. Number two,
Alabama fans think he hates them, right?
I know. Number two, if you're not an Alabama fan, you cannot figure out how anybody is one. And I don't know anybody who watches CBS shows, yet they're the number one network in the world, and I can't figure out who's watching Young Sheldon. To me, CBS and Alabama.
Yeah, I think that's...
I don't think you know enough 50-year-olds.
Well,
you're not from Alabama either. I think that may affect that as well, because I know so many people that love Alabama.
Well, no, I know Alabama fans. I don't know why they're Alabama fans.
I know why they're Alabama. I know the people that I know why they're Alabama fans. But I get it. I can – CBS is pretty good.
I saw a guy in Dallas yesterday with a giant Alabama A on the back of his Dodge Ram 1500.
Is he sideways?
No.
Oh, they're never straight,
but
dude.
It was a little tilted. And he did cut someone off and then freaking – roll coal on them, which is like the dumbest thing in the world. And I'm just like, yeah, man. What's funny is my wife, Borat voice, has for the longest time thought that I was an idiot and being mean, saying that Alabama fans are just bad people and terrible drivers until we moved to Auburn. And then she was like, no, you're right. Every single bad driver in town has an Alabama bumper sticker. I was like, yeah, they all do. That's just the way that it is.
All right, maybe we should take a break.
All right.
And then talk about real football.
And we're back at the 41-minute, 25-second mark of this podcast.
We'll have to cut six minutes of an
interview we recorded on top of 30 minutes of that interview earlier. But this file, we're 41 minutes.
Little
peek
behind
the
curtain for everybody.
There's an interview
coming next week.
Or maybe not.
Oh, yeah, who knows?
You know what the wild thing about that was is that Ryan told us we had a guest, and then we logged on, and we had a guest.
Yeah.
For the first time forever.
We're one for three on that at this point. So he does that just enough, Chief, so that we can, we'll believe him.
Keep on your toes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So next week, we'll be like, hey, you know who we've got this week? It's freaking Bo Jackson. Let's log on.
I'll be in my suit in here waiting to interview Bo Jackson. Yeah, sure.
Hello, Bo. Hello, Mr. Jackson. Vincent.
So can I interest you in the college football slate for this weekend, guys?
Sure.
I'm not going to watch it, but you can tell me all about it.
Yeah, me either, probably.
Well, hey, I mean... I think I made this joke last week, but all the premier programs in the state of Alabama play this week. Got UAB playing Thursday night against Central Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
ULM and Troy. Oh, never mind. That game's postponed.
Okay.
And who am I missing? USA Jackson? was on the schedule. Where'd they go?
At some point, we got to take a peek at this three-game Jacksonville State schedule.
USA Southern Miss on Thursday night as well.
JSU, because the OVC, that's Ohio Valley Conference for those of you that don't like acronyms.
Or basketball.
They canceled their season, but they allowed their teams to play any games that they scheduled outside the conference or whatever. So Jacksonville's paying for this three-game season by playing at Florida State. And then they're playing, well, supposedly, we'll see if it happens. They're playing Mercer and then playing UNA. So Weird, weird, wild stuff there.
That is dynamite.
You've heard about the Commander-in-Chief trophy this year, right?
Sure.
The Air Force, Army, and Navy.
But pretend like I haven't and tell me about it.
Okay. So, you know, Navy's in the American, and they're still got a full slate on the schedule this year. Army's independent, and I think they've got a solid 10 games or so scheduled. And Air Force, Mountain West canceled their season, so Air Force is going to play two games, and it's Army and Navy. Yeah, I think they're a month apart. They're gonna that's their whole season.
That's all they should play every year, in my opinion. And I think they should play it like 10 times. They should play a full season's worth of Army Navy games.
Just everybody at the same location. They play a 3-team round robin every weekend.
You would think that they have better, like, you would think that they have more important things to worry about than the SMU defense.
I don't know. I mean, the president's all about getting Big Ten football back, so directing the troops that they've got to play too.
Last I checked, these troops are about to go over to Afghanistan still. Not to be political, but we are still fighting a war in Afghanistan somehow. And these guys are going to go do that. So they should probably not worry about what's going on with the Rice Owls.
What better way to train?
Do most of these guys end up over there? They're all in officer training school, aren't they?
Sure. Yeah. They all graduate as officers.
Okay. So maybe not necessarily in combat. Some of them surely would be, though.
No, look, I
don't know. And don't take that as me diminishing their service at all. I'm not trying to get political here either.
I don't know what political side I took, but I took one. Yeah. The political
maybe
side
you're
of
pumped about it still being in Afghanistan.
Football, isn't it?
Not quite as strong a stance as when we talked about lacrosse.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. Is lacrosse playing?
I don't know.
You know who is playing? Is FC Dallas is playing. MLS is playing with fans here.
Wow. Okay.
And they've had like two or three games.
Like a full retinue?
No. Like, they're like doing like 20% of the stadium, which is like 10,000 people.
Yeah,
and even that, it's a billion degrees outside. So like, not
why would you want
to? Yeah. They're getting like 1,000 people to show up to these games and they're spacing them out. Yeah. A bunch of them booed.
I'm just throwing stuff
on the field because of political stuff. But yeah.
I've been just out on MLS basically since. Frank DeBoer was really hard to watch. They fired him. But then also just how disjointed this season has become. Like, I don't really know what's going on with MLS. So, no. Just haven't really been paying that much attention.
So, guys, we had a practice today. What are you guys hearing out of Auburn?
Did we?
Allegedly.
Okay.
The main thing that everyone – this is like we're finally getting some, like, normal off-season content in that.
Yeah, yeah.
We're hearing random acts of valor and feats of strength from freshmen and internet celebrities like Mark Anthony Richards. So a guy that people online have been talking about as this great thing, now the beat writers are asking questions about him because they know those answers will get clicks in the message boards.
Right.
And the players are doing that thing where they're like, oh man, he's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, have we ever heard a player not say something glowing about another player?
100%. I don't think we ever have. Could you imagine?
Last year.
There may have been some negative comments when Stidham was around in 2018. But
from the players?
Allegedly.
Wasn't that the rumor?
Marcelo came out with that thing, and then all of a sudden Deshaun Davis was like, no, he never said that. He got all about and mad at him.
There was never a quote, though. I'm saying quoted. I think there may have been some quotes last year from some of the defensive linemen talking about another defensive lineman.
Who could it be?
Yeah, needing to try a little harder. I think is basically what it's. That's as rough and tumble as you get. Normally, almost 99.9% of the time, it's always, you would think that the person, the player that they are asked about is the greatest player on the team.
Right. Especially if that player has never played meaningful snaps.
Yeah, right. Right. But yeah, Mark Anthony, the third member of the triumvirate, I think.
The first or second triumvirate, if you always forget.
Second?
I think it's the second one.
Well, he's going to be part of a new triumvirate in the Auburn backfield with Sean Shivers and some other guy.
The Tank.
The Tank. Tank Bigsby, man.
Was Mark Anthony the guy who ran against LSU last year?
No, so that's DJ Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's going to be the third guy.
I don't know. No, it's going to be Tank.
You think Tank going to overtake a guy who actually has played snaps?
Auburn's leading returning rusher.
He's going to – is DJ Williams Auburn's leading returning rusher?
Well, now that Booby Whitlow's at Western Illinois, he sure is.
We'll probably see all of them on the field.
I hope we see as many of them as we can, and I hope we see them at the same time.
Just four running backs?
Four running back backfield, two tight ends.
And then there's Harold Joyner.
Oh,
man. I forgot about Harold Joyner.
God, I love that guy. I want him to be the feature back.
Mr. Wheel Route.
Because he's so big. Good God.
Yeah, I want him to be the feature back. I haven't heard peep about Harold Joyner this offseason.
Me either. Is he still with the team?
Does he have coronavirus?
Well, possibly.
I've been told I'm not allowed to comment on other people's medical status. So.
Yeah. Let's not get Ryan off speculating over there. Might have something far more serious than COVID.
Yeah, some real rumor mongering. Guys, if you are familiar, we did get confirmation. At one point, Ryan insinuated that a person on the team had a terrible disease in a group chat, and we will forever call him the rumor monger for that.
I think, eight players had COVID, and another eight had to quarantine? Was that what it was?
I forget the numbers now.
16 players were quarantining, I think is the final number that we were given. That's, it's not unexpected.
I think we're doing better than a lot of the other programs are doing with it.
Yeah, probably. We had to shut practice down for a few days, it seems like. But
it's not like we've got the situation that LSU has right now where guys are opting out left and right and they're all kind of COVID cases. And I think somebody said they were down to 70 scholarship players.
Jeez. Well, that's not that crazy. It's usually,
usually you're shooting for what? 85,
80. Oh, okay. Maybe it's more than I thought.
That's half a class. That's not ideal.
No, not at all. Yeah. If someone was surprised by the fact that we had some COVID cases pop up, I hate to break it to them, but that's probably not going to be the last time it happens. Just got to hope it's not during the season and not a whole position group or something like that.
I think the interesting thing to think about with this is that because the NCAA has already come out and said they're not going to count this year in terms of eligibility, that I would say that you're going to see guys get you're going to see whole position groups maybe come down and coaches just bring up freshmen.
Yeah.
They would normally be redshirting, and you're going to see some 18-year-olds have to play positions where they shouldn't play just because coaches know, I can play this dude for free this week and next week, and it's not going to count.
Well, this has already happened to a certain extent. I don't know if y'all caught any of the highlights from the Austin Peay Central Arkansas game.
No.
It was all over Twitter. So
by the way, three different guys played in Montgomery, Alabama, Crow.
Yeah, playing the Crampton Bowl. There were three different guys on their media guide or their roster or whatever that were listed as being able to be a long snapper. None of those three guys played.
What?
So as you can imagine, the first snap on the punt went over the punter's head by a good 5 feet.
Oh my God.
The second one was a worm burner, just rolled it back on the ground. I know at one point they were almost going to like a deep shotgun for the punt, where instead of being 10 plus yards behind the line of scrimmage, he was 5 or 6. I don't know who the guy was that's punting. Maybe he was, or not punting, but snapping. Maybe he was a long snapper in high school. Kind of doubt it.
I mean,
we're going to see that kind of stuff this year.
It's a situation where you might see a linebacker playing corner at some point or something crazy like that, or safety. It'd be interesting
what
to
happens
see
when your kicker goes down with COVID.
Bo Nix, man.
Bo Nix, buddy.
Wait, I have a breaking news. I need a quick reaction from the AU chief on. I'm being told that Jaimes James Rodriguez to Everton is a done deal.
Yeah, dude. I meant to bring that up already. Yeah, we're getting Jaimes, baby. And Allen from Napoli, and we're looking at Decore from Watford. You know, upgrade that midfield and maybe get to 8th place this year.
Man, that's a big deal.
I know none of those names.
Jaimes Rodriguez is a star.
Should be way better than he has been in his last couple of years.
Yeah, his only good season since the World Cup was under Carlo Ancelotti, which is Everton's manager now. So.
He is a Colombian superstar.
Yeah. Very good-looking gentleman as well.
Similar to Egan Bernal, last year's Tour de France winner. There are currently 5 Colombians in the top 10 of the Tour de France. Colombia is taking over professional cycling. Oh,
that's interesting.
High altitude.
Is Colombia at high altitude? Okay.
There are more people from like the Bogota area in the Tour de France than from the United States.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. Jaimes.
Well, guys,
I'm excited. Our buddy James Jones is going to get a Jaimes jersey because it's his name.
He's got to. I'm going to get an Isaac Okoro jersey unless it's the Knicks.
The Knicks.
Yeah, we tried to talk a ton of basketball, but without you last week, Grove. But
guys, I'm telling you right now, if he falls to the Suns, he is going to be a star.
Well, I will buy that jersey.
A star. Because that team needs him. Period.
Man, you think they could trade up for him? You think they're interested in him?
I don't know. Well, he could still fall to 10. That's a thing that could happen.
Yeah. Be kind of a bummer, but it'd be a good bummer, I guess.
What's the worst place he could go for
him? The Knicks. I mean, he'll probably get to play.
The worst place he could go for him would be to be number one overall, the Timberwolves. For
That's terrible for anybody.
For two reasons. One, being number one overall, there's so much pressure. Whoever this year's draft, whoever's number one overall, is going to be a bust. Only because
your favorite player, Anthony Edwards.
Well, there's no like Anthony Edwards is not a number one overall pick. Like whoever's number one overall this draft is going to be a bust because there isn't a guy in this draft that you're like, oh, that's a number one overall pick.
Yeah.
So like, whoever it is, LaMelo Ball, Anthony Edwards, going to the T-Wolves, people are going to expect him to be a star.
Yeah.
And he's
meanwhile, whoever goes number two.
You want to be number two. Number two is going to the Warriors.
Yeah.
Unless I believe that more likely the Warriors are going to trade that pick out.
So what if they trade back to 8 with the Knicks and then Okoro goes to the Warriors at 8?
No, they're going to trade for an actual like veteran talent.
Oh, so the Knicks don't have any of those. Okay.
No. The Knicks got nothing for the Warriors.
Who's with the Timbs and wants out? Karl-Anthony Towns?
Sure.
Isn't he there?
So maybe the Warriors trade. No, because they're not trading.
They'd be trading
one. Yeah, it'd be like the Warriors trading to like wherever the Blazers are ending up for Yusuf Nurkic or somebody like that.
Mm. Go get Melo from the Blazers.
And like, or like CJ McCollum. And that would be what they would do. Like, the Warriors don't need a rookie.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, in the market for a number two guy.
Why don't they make these trades?
Maybe he falls all the way to 13 and gets to play with Zion with New Orleans.
They can't make these trades until after the season's
trades.
Over.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. They can't make player trades.
So yeah, you're Ryan, if he were to fall to New Orleans, that'd be pretty rad. But I don't think he's gonna fall that far. Now they could trade up, but
this draft seems like a draft full of like number five picks. Does that sound accurate?
That is the best way to describe it. It's a draft full of guys who should go 5 through 10. And Isaac's one of those guys.
Sucks for the people that win the lottery in those years, right?
Sure. Like you don't want, like right now, if it was last year and the Warriors had the second pick and get Ja Morant.
Oh my God.
Right? So like
you've got Steph and Ja on the same team?
Yeah, Ja Morant, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson is your 1, 2, 3. I mean that's
Oh my God.
Or they could trade Ja Morant for something huge.
Pretty much anything.
I actually like the Pistons for Okoro a ton because of Blake Griffin. Like another guy. Again, Isaac's not going to be asked to be the guy in Detroit because they've got Blake Griffin. Yet, Griffin draws double teams, and so Isaac's going to be open a lot. I don't like the Hawks for Okoro. I don't like them at all.
Is that just a general sentiment? Or?
No, I just don't. I don't like the Hawks as a fit for him.
They've already got a slew of wings.
They got so many twos and threes. Like, I don't know where they... Now, same thing with the Knicks. They've got a ton of twos and threes. The Knicks have no ones they can shoot, and they have nobody who can shoot threes that plays wing.
They got a man by the name of Jared Harper.
Yeah, I think... And Jared Harper, I think, has just made the team.
Like, he's just on the team.
I think that they don't have enough guys for him not to be on the team.
Man, what a terrible organization.
like I think Jared Harper has lucked into the fact that he might be a one or two on the
GM now,
point guard for the Knicks. It's a great question. Who is the Knicks GM? And then we can go because this is
just gonna say it's Spike Lee.
Scott Perry.
Oh,
I don't know anything about Scott Perry.
Is that Steve Perry's brother? Of Journey fame?
No. Okay. It's Matthew Perry's brother. Fame. Just Tyler kidding. James Dolan is the issue. Though.
Yeah. Oh, obviously. I mean, Phil Jackson came in there and did nothing, basically.
Yeah, what a disaster the Knicks are.
I wonder, because they've had just dumpster fire after dumpster fire there, I wonder if Bill Simmons would rethink his Isaiah Thomas being the world's worst GM thoughts, because everybody there is the worst. Like, I mean, so, you know, I don't know, but Isaiah has been terrible everywhere he's been. So maybe that's,
well, they just hired Tom Thibodeau.
Okay.
So they're going to play good defense. That's all we know.
Oh, Jared will fit in. Plays pretty good defense.
That's all we know about the Knicks. God, what a mess. I'm looking at their roster and it is just like they don't like I cannot tell you what they are trying to do.
So bottom line is we want Isaac to go to the Suns or the Warriors.
Yeah. Like in a league in which everybody is playing small, spreading the floor, shooting threes, they have decided to not have 3-point shooting on the team. But also not to be particularly big or fast.
Sound plan.
Like, they got a really good defensive point guard in Frank Nkilinka from France. But he's just a really inefficient player. So people don't like him.
Didn't they have like 3 superstars on their team a few years back? Like Derrick Rose and, I mean, this was like 5 years ago now, I guess. And Carmelo and somebody else.
Yeah, they got rid of Melo. So they got Dennis Smith Jr. from the Mavs, who is a great player if you love dunks.
Oh, I do.
He's an inefficient scorer, not a great shooter. They got Julius Randle, former Kentucky great. Big forward, doesn't shoot threes. They've got...
He's also old, is he not?
I'm not that old. Born in 94. They got
older
than me.
They got Elfrid Payton, point guard formerly of the Orlando Magic. doesn't shoot threes. They got nobody on the team. Kevin Knox maybe is their best three-point shooter.
Well, good luck, Jared.
RJ Barrett also doesn't shoot threes. Jared Harper might already be the best three-point shooter on this team.
That could be probably said no matter where he goes, other than the Warriors.
He's still theoretically a two-way player for them. But it would not shock me if he's legitimately on the roster. He's also listed at 5'10".
I think that's
generous.
Well, Auburn had him listed at 6 foot, did they not?
It's true. He shrunk 2 inches since he was at Auburn.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we've got an hour. I think this was a good one. Next week, we've got an interview for you guys. It's going to be really special. And we'll talk a little bit about Kentucky.
Yeah.
Should we start that next week?
We're still a couple weeks out from that.
Okay.
The football season that never starts.
Can you name anybody on Kentucky's team that will play?
Joey Greatwood?
No. Oh. No.
He's not eligible yet.
Yet.
Yet. Nope, I could not, Ryan. You put a gun to my head right now.
Right now, I'd be dead if you put a gun to my head and asked me to name a Kentucky player.
Randall Cobb. Bonos.
Adios.